This morning, our Bible passage emphasizes the importance of integrity. The importance of integrity, something, unfortunately, that is sometimes missing these days. For example, just last month, the Boston Red Sox were caught cheating during some of their baseball games using an Apple Watch. Perhaps you remember hearing about it in the news. Apparently, what was happening is that someone who worked for the Red Sox, who had a camera with a very powerful zoom lens, was focusing on the opposing team bat catcher. As the catcher was relaying those signs and those signals to the pitcher, you can tell I'm not a catcher because I don't know how they do that, but they've got this little way that they're doing signs and signals to the pitcher about what the next pitch should be. And so the person with the camera would see that, quickly relay the information to someone in the Red Sox dugout using an Apple Watch, and that person would relay that information to the batter, who would then have a little bit of an advantage, knowing what pitch to expect, whether it's going to be a fastball or a curveball or a slider or so on. Now, stealing signs in baseball without the use of equipment is legal. It is permitted. So if your team has a runner on second, and that runner can see what the catcher is doing, those signs to the pitcher, well, the runner can try to alert the batter to what the signal is, and that's perfectly fine. But the use of any other equipment, like binoculars or cameras or Apple Watches or other electronic devices, is strictly forbidden. It's prohibited. It is illegal. And the Boston Red Sox knew that. But they tried to get away with it anyway. And so in that area, they lacked integrity. The Red Sox, by the way, were fined an undisclosed amount of money by the commissioner, and a memo was sent to all of the 30 Major League Baseball teams warning that if this kind of thing happened in the future, the fines, the penalties, would be much more severe. Well, some 2,700 years ago, some of the people of Micah's day, especially many of the leaders of Micah's day, lacked integrity. And one group of people that Micah especially took aim at are those that we could perhaps refer to as lousy leaders or unjust judges. These were the leaders, the ruthless rulers of the people who were perverting judges. They were perverting justice. According to Micah 3, verse 11, they could easily be bribed. And Micah 3, verses 1 and 2 says, "Then I said, 'Listen, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of the house of Israel, should you not know justice? You who hate good and love evil.'" These leaders and rulers and judges, they were turning everything around backwards. Instead of loving good and hating evil, they reversed that for their own benefit. But the prophet Micah confronted the people in positions of power and said, "No, that is not right." And Micah was not the only man of God who challenged them over this. The prophet Amos, in Amos chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 said, "Seek good, not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil. Love good. Maintain justice in the courts. Perhaps the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of Joseph." And Isaiah Chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Encourage the oppressed. Defend the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. But these leaders and rulers and judges in Micah's day were doing exactly the opposite. They were using their own political power for their own personal gain. And in the process, they were taking unfair advantage of the poor and the oppressed. They lacked integrity. Dr. Warren Wiersbe puts it this way, and I quote, "The description of these rulers' actions reminds you more of ravenous beasts than of human beings. Instead of being faithful shepherds who protected the flock, they attacked the sheep, skinned them alive, butchered them, chopped them up, and made stew out of them. But the day would come when these wolves in shepherd's clothing would cry out for God's mercy, but no mercy would be given." Another group of people that Micah took aim at were the false prophets of his day. Perhaps we could call them peace prophets, preaching for personal profits. P-R-O-F-I-T-S. It's a real tongue twister. I dare you to say that quickly 10 times in a row. Peace prophets, preaching for personal profits. And according to Micah, here is how the scam worked. If you fed a prophet well, verse 3, or gave him enough money, verse 11, the prophet would proclaim peace. In other words, the prophet would say whatever you wanted him to say if the price was right. These false prophets were dispensing false hope as long as they were being handsomely compensated. Does that sound familiar to anyone? I'm sure we have all come across scam artists and religious hucksters who constantly sugarcoat their message in an attempt to make it sound more appealing to their listeners. But to distort the holy word of God is a very serious matter indeed, especially when done for personal financial gain. The prophet Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 30 and 31, said this, "A horrible and shocking thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy lies, the priests rule by their own authority, and my people love it this way." Other translations call this an astonishing and horrible thing, or an appalling and horrible thing. So if Micah chapter 3 is a call for integrity, and if we are not to be like those lousy leaders and unjust judges who were perverting things, twisting things, reversing things, loving evil and hating good, and if we are not to be like those peace prophets who are prophesying only for their own personal gain, how are we to live? Well, the answer is obvious, is it not? We are to be people of integrity ourselves. But how do we live as people with integrity? How do we do that? I think the answer to that question can perhaps be best answered with some other questions. Can I be trusted when no one is looking? and some good follow-up questions or variations of this great integrity question would go like this. Can I be trusted to not steal from my employer when I'm alone in the store or the office or the warehouse? Can I be trusted to honor my marriage vows when I am by myself on a trip? Can I hear the deep, dark secret of a friend and be trusted to not blab it to the world behind their back? It is so tempting when we get a piece of juicy gossip. So tempting to want to pass that along. Can I be trusted to keep my eyes on my own test paper when the teacher leaves the room? Can I be trusted to turn in expense reports that are not padded with fake expenditures? Can I be trusted to be where I have told my parents I would be? And not to be sneaky about it. And say, well, I'm going to Sarah's. And you go to Sarah's for 2 minutes. And then you go to Kathy's for the rest of the evening. Place where you know your parents really don't want you to be. Can I be trusted to surf past the sexual immorality on the internet when no one else is around? This one, my friends, is huge. It is so easy these days, far too easy, with smartphones, tablets, computers. It's out there. And the statistics are alarming. Those who are being trapped and ensnared by what they watch. Can I be trusted when no one else is looking? Now, it takes work to be a person of integrity. It is hard work to be a person of integrity, but it is so worth it. It really is. Listen to what God thinks about the importance of integrity. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 17. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. In other words, when we are people of integrity, we bring a smile to the face of God. Proverbs 20, verse 7. The godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them. Proverbs 2, verse 7. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. Each and every one of us here this morning needs that shield, that divine protection, that supernatural protection of God. And it is available to us as we walk uprightly in integrity. In Proverbs 10, verse 9, people with integrity walk safely, but those who follow crooked paths will be exposed. John Maxwell, in his book, The Leader Within You, tells of the story of the building of the Great Wall of China. They built the Great Wall of China so high that no one could get over it. They built it so thick that no one could tunnel through it. And after they had built this gigantic wall that still exists today, one of the few man-made structures that can be actually seen from outer space, the people of China sat down behind this massive wall, feeling that their safety, their security, it was all looked after. But did you know that in the first 100 years after the completion of the Great Wall of China, their country was invaded 3 times. The enemy did not come over the wall, it was too high. The enemy did not tunnel through the wall, it was too thick. So how did the enemy get in? Each time that China was invaded, the enemy came through a gate that had been left open for them. Those who guarded the gate had been bribed. And while the people of China sat comfortably behind the security and the safety of the wall, the lack of integrity of the gatekeepers let them down. The gatekeeper sold out to the enemy, and the enemy invaded their land. There is a great parallel for us in the spiritual realm. As children of God, we are literally surrounded by the awesome, amazing, supernatural protection of God. And you could picture this amazing protection as a wall so high, the enemy cannot get over it. As a wall so thick, the enemy cannot tunnel through it. But there is a potential weakness in the wall. And it has to do with the gatekeeper of the wall. And that's us. That's you. And that's me. We have control over the gates of our lives. We have control over what we read and over what we listen to and over what we watch. And if we let our guard down even just a little, before you know it, we may have allowed the enemy of our souls to gain just a tiny little foothold, which quickly turns into a stronghold in our lives. If you ever have thoughts like, no one will know, just this once will be all right. People who play by the rules finish last. I'm only taking what I deserve. My friends, if you dwell on those thoughts, beware. The devil is trying to tempt you and deceive you and bribe you as the gatekeeper of your life. Just this once almost always leads to just once more. Integrity is strengthened or destroyed, one decision at a time.